brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Tell me more how you feel.
You know what? To be honest with you, I feel pretty good. I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, obviously we haven't been on the field doing any contact drills, but you know, walking around, I feel pretty good.
Do you feel like you could play a football game if you had to?
I don't know. I really don't know yet. I'm taking it one day at a time. I feel good walking around here, talking to you guys, so we'll see. We'll wait and see.
It's not like a knee injury that I guess are more common in the NFL. Can you take us through what the typical rehab process is for an injury like yours?
They just tack it back down, and then it's all about strengthening the ligaments and the muscles around it. So,
when did you actually start working out, and did you have a slow build-up to get to where you are today?
Well, obviously, there's a time where you let your body just rest and heal. It's been a long time since I've been out of football, so I kind of took a little bit of a break. But overall, I've just been taking it one day at a time, and you know, the training staff's done an excellent job getting me back ready to go.
How tough was it having to watch the team play and go into the playoffs last season?
Oh, it was very tough. You know, anytime you go through training camp and through those games, you build that camaraderie and that brotherhood. It's tough watching your guys go out there and play, but at the same time, they did a good job. Right now, we're focused on this year, and hopefully I can stay healthy and be out there with my guys.
Do you have that sort of feeling that you could have helped in this place or that place or whatever through the playoffs last year?
To be honest with you, I'm really not even focusing on last year. You know, it's all about this year and staying healthy and making sure everyone's on the same page and putting a good team out there and a good defense out there.
I assume you're excited about the new faces coming in. Obviously, yesterday, the announcement of Will Smith coming on the defensive line. Obviously, the back of the defense is a lot different. Your thoughts on that and how excited that makes you?
You know, it's always good when you can add talented football players and people who love the football, who love the game. We really don't know yet. We haven't been out on the field and gelled together. You know, obviously, there have been talented teams who haven't played well together. So we'll have to wait and see and take it one day at a time.
How different is it for you without Pepper in there in the room with you?
We haven't had that many meetings. You know, Pep was a great coach, but right now, you know, we have our coaching staff all set. We have great coaches. You know, these coaches have coached linebackers before, so I'm sure it'll be the same thing.
Not a lot known about guys like Boharnes, Chris White, Jarrett Davis. How do you feel about, you know, kind of the lower end of the depth chart for the linebacker?
You know what? I'm sure, you know, Coach Belichick and those guys, you know, they evaluate all of us. All of us are evaluated on a daily basis. So I'm not sure what he's going to do. That's kind of a question for Coach Belichick.
Jimmy Collins came in last year, Gerard, as somebody considered as one of the more versatile players out of the NFL draft. Your thoughts on playing with him last year, what you learned and what you think he learned from him?
Jimmy's a great athlete. He does a lot of different things. He can cover, he can blitz, he can tackle. Like you say, he's a very versatile player who could do a lot of different things. Obviously, you know, he's out here working hard, trying to get better. And at the end of the day, we're a unit. We're a linebacker unit. You know, we don't really talk about individual things, but we're trying to put the best linebacker unit we can on the field.
You mentioned how there have been teams with a lot of talented players that haven't won games before. Is that one of those things that the coaching staff has stressed to you, or as players you have noticed that in years past and you kind of want to reemphasize that because of the offseason?
Oh, yeah, just as a player, you know, and as a fan of football, you know, you kind of notice things like that. These teams, these dream teams that don't pan out, you know, the way that you think they will, or a player will try to go into a different scheme and it just doesn't fit right. You know, it just doesn't work out right. So it's all about taking it one day at a time, building the camaraderie, going out there in training camp, going out there in 7-on-7, these workouts together, and just getting on the same page.
How big of a fan do you become of the game itself, of the NFL, starting Thursday night for the next 3 days?
Oh, you know what? I'm always down to watch some football. You know, my kids love football. We enjoy it. It'll be good.
You reading your mock draft yet?
My mock draft?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't even really pay attention. You know, the guys that are going to be here, the guys that Coach Belichick and the Kraft family choose to select, when they get here, I'll let you know how they are then.
What do you remember about the draft process?
I just remember being at home, you know, my mom, my grandmother, uncles, my brothers. And it was a great day. You know, it was a blessing. We felt pretty good.
You know the Pats are going to pick you?
Not at all. Not at all. They do a good job of not showing their hands, so good time.
Do you have a goal for when you want to be back on the field? Is it mini camp, training camp? Or?
You know what? Just taking it one day at a time. You know, I don't know how it will feel, you know, when we start going out there doing different things as far as, you know, a little bit of contact drills. Even though it's no pads, you still, you know, you can fall certain ways. So I'm just going to take it one day at a time and see how it goes.
Have you been sprinting at all?
Yeah, I've been running. Yeah, I have two kids. I have a two-year-old and a three-year-old. I'm doing a lot of sprinting.
Your time away from the game last year, obviously not your choice. Did that reinforce anything to you about your thoughts on the game?
Oh, definitely. You know what? they always say you're closer to the end than you are to the beginning, and that's the mindset you have to have in football. You know, you really, you know, I've always appreciated the game. I've always appreciated being around the guys, being in the locker room. And when it's taken away from you like that, it's kind of tough. But at the same time, the guys were very supportive. The coaches were very supportive. And I'm just glad to be back now. So.
What was it like on Sundays, just not being able to control, but being part, you know, but still being involved?
You know, it was frustrating. You know, sometimes I had to watch the game by myself, you know, just, you know, making calls, you know, at home and things like that. So it was frustrating, but at the same time, you know, the guys did a great job. And sit there and say my prayers for the guys and see what happens.
And is there anyone that you talk to about that? I mean, I'm thinking about, like, Tom when he went through what he went through in 08. Remember the next year he came back and said, you know, that was sort of eye-opening to me because I used to, you know, used to think you're sort of invincible when you're going.
Yeah, you know, like I said, a lot of my teammates were very supportive. You know, I talked to a lot of guys, talked to the coaches. I've been hurt before, you know. It's not like this is the first time I've been hurt. You know, but it was a long time. Yeah, it was a long time. But I feel like playing the game is kind of like riding a bike. After the first couple of days of camp, I think I'd be okay.
Have there been several significant hurdles you've cleared, do you think, physically in the offseason and the rehab?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think every day I feel like I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. But once again, I won't know until I get out there and start really playing the game of football. If it was flag football, it'd be cool. You know,
do you mean like in OTAs? Do you mean in July?
OTAs, training camp, the games. I think they're all different milestones that you have to get to really gain that confidence in the injury.
Regarding that experience last year, you had other teammates who were going through the same thing. Vince, Tommy, Kelly, Gronk, after he was up for the year. Did you guys confide in one another, help each other through it?
Oh, definitely. You know, those guys were hurt just like I was. And we would even watch the game sometimes together. You know, it was tough. We would be on the sideline trying to support the guys. And that's one of the positives. We still had that camaraderie even after we were off the field. You know?
You mentioned how frustrating it was for you individually to watch those games. When you watch the games with those guys and you look around the room at the level of talent that's in a living room with you on the field, is it even more frustrating?
Oh, definitely. You know, those guys are very talented players up front. You know, I feel like I can hold my own down at the second level. And it was very difficult, you know, just watching it on TV and you know what's supposed to be done and, you know. And then sometimes those guys go out there and make good plays and you're very excited for the young guys. So hopefully those young guys who played a lot of football, a lot of good football for us last year, that'll carry over into this year. You know, that jump from the first year to the second year is always the biggest.
Gerald, we know you and Brandon Spikes are pretty close. What will the linebacking group miss most not having Brandon around?
I guess all the jokes in the meetings, I don't know. Yeah. Brandon's a great player. You know, obviously he's not with us anymore. He brought a physicality to the game that's kind of, you know, unprecedented as far as in the run game. You know, he's a good player. But at the end of the day, he's not a Patriot right now. And we're going to work with the guys we have in our room.
Does another linebacker have to kind of be set loose to replace that?
I mean, you said that. I didn't. You know, I think we have guys in the room that are able to, you know, play the game the way it's supposed to be played and go out there and make the same plays.
Do you guys need, though, that extra physicality or toughness that sort of he brings or anything like that? Do you feel that way?
You know what? I think we have a lot of talented guys in the room. I think we have a lot of talented guys in the front seven, so I think we'll be fine.
Swagger, too?
I mean, did he bring a lot of swagger? What is swagger? Just tell me that. I always get kind of, like, confused when a 30-plus-year-old man brings up the word swagger. You know, it's just – this is weird. I don't even use that word. I'm 28. I'm 28 years old. What is swagger? A visor? Is a visor bring swagger? A bandana? Does it, you know? I think all the guys, I think if you prepare during the week, you have confidence to go out there and perform on Sunday. You know, obviously everything's not going to go the way that you draw it up, but if you prepare during the week, I think it'll all be good. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.